Start with is the one that I sent on WhatsApp, and that's called Hamachayev Shel Birkas Hamazon. If you have it, that's great. If not, it'll be Torah Shebal Peh, I guess. Okay. Now, let's see. Okay. So we're going to start with a very brilliant presentation. Are we okay? Okay. Of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Pei Vav. And he's addressing the case of a katan. A katan midin chinuch is chayev in Birkas Hamazon Mirabanan, and that's the background here for this discussion in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now let me just read to you parts of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and parts of it we don't have to read inside. Mistapakna, I have a suffix. What happens bi ochal biyom achron shel shnas yud gimel li'eis erev? In other words, he's in the transition period between the end of his 12th year and the beginning of his 13th year. Kodem alayla. So he eats a meal before nightfall. He's still a katan. But betchilas alayla with tzeisal kochavim, he becomes a gadol. Now, lechor at this point, I would say that since he ate when he was a katan, he's not chayev on a Torah level in Birkas Hamazon. But yet he has a svar to say that maybe midoraisa is chayev in Birkas Hamazon. The nafkamina would be whether he could be motzi a gadol. What rabosai would you think is the svara to possibly argue that he's chayev midoraisa, even though he ate when he was a katan? Don't all answer at once. I can't hear too many voices.
For sure, he should wait for after the. Wait for the Kohanim. Otherwise, he has to the Rabban.
But what do you gain? What do you gain by waiting until after Tzeis HaKochavim if at the end of the day he ate the meal when he was a katan before Tzeis HaKochavim? He has no bread left. You follow what I mean? He doesn't have the option of continue eating after Laila. So what would be Rabbi Kivega's svara? The tzad in his suffix to say that he's chayev midoraisa after nightfall. Anybody? Okay. So, since nobody's giving me the right answer, I'll have to give it myself, I guess. There are two parts to Birkas Hamazon. One is the achila, and the other is what's called ikul. Right, when you digest the food. For example, do I have to bench immediately after I finished eating? Right, I have a period of time, an extension of time, called Kedei Ikul. Now, in this case, if he finished eating with nightfall, although the Maisa Achila took place while he was a katan, but he's still digesting his food into the night because he finished his Achila right before nightfall, and now he's obligated in Birkas Hamazon as a result of the ikul, meaning the process of his digesting his food. And this took place after nightfall. And at that point, he's already a gadol. So the Rebbe Kivega has a tzad to say that he's mechuyev midoraisa, he has a chiyuv Birkas Hamazon midin Torah. And he says the following. Do we judge it by the achila? The achila took place when he was a katan, and therefore the chiyuv Birkas Hamazon is that of a katan midrabanan. Or should we say that now he's chayev midoraisa? Why? Because he's chayev as a result of the ikul, the process of digestion. And Rabbi Kivega says something fascinating. He says that if you're going to tell me that the ikul, which took place after Tzeis HaKochavim, generates a mitzvah da'oraisa, then if he benched before Tzeis HaKochavim, meaning as soon as he finished eating, he benched, then he's going to have to bench a second time after nightfall for the very same meal. Because the first Birkas HaMazon, he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva on a Doraisa level, because he was still 12 years old. And now that he became 13, if we assume, again, Rabbi Kveg is not sure about it, that the ikul itself generates a Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon, now he's Chayv Doraisa, the bracha that he made as a Drabanan could not possibly help him for a mitzvah d'oraisa, for the Birkas HaMazon d'oraisa. It's like the case of Achilas HaPesach. Let's say, for example, he would eat a kezias of the Korban Pesach while he was a katan. Now he became a gadol, and it's still the night of Pesach. He has to eat another kezias of Pesach, because that which he ate as a katan would not constitute a fulfillment of his chiyuv d'oraisa. So Mishehichshich, says Rav Kveger, tzorech lachzor levarech. He's got to make a second Birkas HaMazon. I mean, this is mamish wild. Yes. Say it one more time.
Bechilas HaPesach is only at night anyway. So how do you possibly come to God in the middle? This makes sense.
Right. Maybe I didn't give the right example, but in any event, the halacha would be the following: that if, let's say, you hold Godless is dependent upon the Eis L'Eis, right? We're not going into that old machlokas. So it means that 24 hours after he's born, so let's say he was born an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, right? So at Tzeis HaKochavim, at the end of his 12th year, he still is a katan. An hour later, he becomes a gadol, according to that mind. You already have to eat another kezias. Or let's say, for example, the case of a blind person. Let's say a blind person is only chayav derabbanan, and then he became healthy, and he's now seeing, and he ate the kezias of the korban pesach before he got his sight back. So he was mekayev a mitzvah derabbanan. Now he has to eat a second kezias to fulfill his mitzvah d'oraisa. So Rav Kveger, without quoting all those cases, I added that Rav Kveger is suggesting that if ikul is enough to generate a chiyuv birkas hamazon, then now that the ikul takes place while he's a gadol after nightfall, he has to repeat his birkas hamazon. And it's pretty wild. Yeah?
Rabbi,
I'm listening.
That is a big nafkamina for all of us, because that means that whenever I eat, it's better for me to wait for the ikul, so I'll get it benching the horizon.
No.
I shouldn't bench immediately.
No. Listen, Dan, we're not... It could be that what you say is correct, but we're not ready for that. What do I mean, we're not ready for that? I'm not suggesting to you that ikul generates a chiyuv d'oraisa. That's not what I meant to say. Achila for sure. Well, no. No, the achila itself immediately creates svir. The din of ikul means that I could bench even during the time of ikul. Let's say there's a 72-minute period of ikul. I could bench during that time. There's no question in the case of a gadol that he's yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa in its fullest form as soon as he finishes his achila, because he experienced that sense of svia. He could postpone it if he wants to, until after Kedei Ikul. In the case of a katan, that's where the nafkamina chaps, because in the case of a katan, at the moment that he finished his achila and he benched, he was still a katan. He became a gadol after he benched, and now he has a mitzvah d'oraisa, because it's after his gadlus, and he can bench as long as it's within the parameters of Kedei Ikul.
But it's known nowadays that if you wait a little bit, then you may get the feeling of svia when the ikul is finished.
Okay, but again, there's no such halacha. There's no halacha that says that there are different madregas of svia and ikul. Ikul is only a shear in how long he could bench. But everybody agrees that for a gadol, he could fulfill his mitzvah d'oraisa of benching as soon as the very second he finishes a kibbetz's worth of pas. There's no need to delay chas v'sholem the birkas hamazon. Adarav is reason makdim lemitzvus. The only nafkamina is going to be if you postpone and you become a gadol. By postponing your birkas hamazon until nightfall after the achila, but before the ikel is completed, now you can fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. And in fact, according to one side in Reb Kivega's Safek, he's obligated mid'oraisa, whereas 5 minutes ago before it says he was not obligated a mitzvah d'oraisa because he was a katan.
Would this be comparable to Shalosh Shiddus? I start eating at Shalosh Shiddus and I continue eating until after Shabbos. Do I say Ritzei after Shabbos is over?
Well, I think Ira, I think if I could make the following suggestion, that in the case of Shalosh Shiddus, if you hold, like Rabbi Kivega's second sad, that the equal is Machayev you in Birkas HaMazon, then what you could say is the following. I started my meal... Since he started his meal... How much did he eat before nightfall at Shalosh Shiddus? Did he eat a full kibbetz's worth?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's assume he ate a kibbetz's worth before nightfall. Now he has a chiyuv birkas hamazon, and he waits until after nightfall to recite birkas hamazon. So the question is, can he recite ritzeh? So I think the answer to your question is that's considered aslin and basar. You know, that's called grera, which means that aslin and basar tchilas hasuda. And since he set up a chiyuv birkas hamazon when it was still Shabbos, but you know what I. Let me try to, if I can, you know, steer our discussion in a slightly different direction. Here's the case of Reb Kivega. He quotes the Chachmas Adam of the Chai Adam. Ochal kishu onen. He ate the meal before he buried his relative. V'nikbar hames kodem shenis akel hamazon. Now, the achila per se, while he was an onen, would not generate a chiyuv of birkas hamazon, because an onen, Rachman al-Tzan, is potter from all mitzvahs. But he still has ikul, and now he buried his dead, and the ikul itself would perhaps, according to one side of Rebbe Kivega, generate a chiyuv birkas hamazon. So the fact that he ate the meal when he was an onen, or like similar to the case where he ate the meal when he was a katan before Tseis HaKolchavim, now in the case of an onen, there was Kvuras HaMes, he's still in the state of Kidei Ikul, and the Chochmas Adam wants to know, does he have to make a bracha? Meaning, is he chayav in Birkas HaMazon for the achila that took place when he was patur, but now there's a chiyuv that emerges because of the Ikul itself? Meaning, Rabbi Kivega is suggesting that ikul is enough to engender a chiyuv birkas hamazon. That's the possibility in Rabbi Kivega. And at this point, Rabbi Kivega says the following. There's no comparison. He had quoted his son-in-law, Rabbi Shmuel, who wanted to make this comparison. And there's no comparison between the case of Aninus and the case of a katan. Why? He says the following, that basically an onen, he says, is considered a bar chiyuva. He's included in the mitzvahs. Just that right now, even though he's a gavra bar chiyuva, he doesn't have to implement the mitzvah because he's busy with a greater mitzvah, shall we call it. And therefore, tekev kishagomer mitzvah, now he did the kvura, now he has to fulfill his chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, the Tchilas Achila, which took place while he was an Onen, is related to a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. In other words, as far as his status as a person is concerned, vis-a-vis mitzvos, he's Chayav in the mitzvos. He says, Masha'ein Kein, but in contrast, the case of a Katan, he was a Gavra Lav Bar Chiyuva. So when he ate his meal, as far as the Torah is concerned, he's not included in the chiyuv at all. So an onen might be included in the chiyuv, just he doesn't have to implement that chiyuv. Now that he's no longer an onen, he's an avel because it's after kfura. Now he can implement that mitzvah. But that's not similar to the case of a katan, because the case of a katan, when he ate, he was not a bar chiyuva at all. And if he wasn't a bar chiyuva, then you cannot impose upon him a chiyuv after he becomes a gadol, simply by virtue of the fact that he's still b'chtei equal. And if I understand Rabbi Kivega correctly, he's saying the following, that eino chinami, it could be that equal could generate a mitzvah of birkas hamazon, and that obligation emerges with equal, but only if the achila per se that sets up that equal took place when the gavra was a gavra bar chiyuva. Again, Rabbi Kivega is not sure about it. He's vacillating back and forth, but he's suggesting that there's no proof whatsoever from the case of an onen. Even if I'll tell you that in the case of an onen, liachar kvura kidei ikul, he has a chiyuv to be mevarech birkas hamazon, that's because he was a gavra bar chiyuv at the time of achila. But it could be that in the case of a katan where he's not a gavra bar chiyuv at the time of achila, eino chinami would not be chayv as a result of ikul alone. Ikul per se is enough to extend his achila and generate a chiyuv if he was a bar chiyuv at the time of achila. And that's true in the case of an onen. But in the case of a katan, if he was a la bar chiyuv at the time of achila, then the ikul in and of itself as an independent entity would not be enough to generate a chiyuv birkas hamazon. That's one side in Rabbi Kivega. The other side in Rabbi Kivega is to say no, that what the katan had at the time of his achila was one chiyuv, and now at the time of an ikul he has a different chiyuv, and that independent chiyuv is a result of the ikul, and now that he's a gadol at the time of the ikul, he has to fulfill his mitzvah d'oraisa of birkas hamazon, and that which he was mevarech as a katan before tzeisak al chavim would not be a fulfillment that would exempt him from the chiyuv of birkas hamazon as a gadol, which is a chiyuv d'orais that emerges with ikul after tzeisak kol chov.
It's similar shot by ger for tefila. The ger is about to be toiled with the cheeseburger or something. He goes to the mikvah and he has the bench afterwards.
So what happened? He ate a cheeseburger before his tefila. And what's the shaila now, David? What's the shaila?
After he becomes fully Jewish, and he has to bench the ricin, even though the food is great.
Well, again, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why you're complicating matters with a cheeseburger. Let's leave out the cheeseburger case, because that might be a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. But let's talk about a case where he ate a meal before his gerus, and Rabbi Kivega is going to wonder, as you point out very well, would he be chayav in birkas hamazon after the gerus before ikul, and that lechora should be similar to the case of a katan who, as far as d'orais is concerned, he's a lab bar chiyuva. The ger is a lab bar chiyuva at the time of his achila. He's a bar chiyuva at the time of the ikul. If the ikul is to be defined as a separate, independent machayev of birkas hamazon, then eino chinami, after he comes up for the mikvah, you would have the first mitzvah that he would have an opportunity to fulfill would be birkas hamazon. Okay, now Rabbo said, what we want to see is the Chazon Ish. And what we're going to try to do now is see if we can create a connection, an interdependence between the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Kivega. Okay. Now, in order to appreciate the Chazon Ish, we have to take a look at a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The question is about someone who ate a meal and he forgot to be mevarech birkas hamazon. In the meantime, shall we say, he relocated himself. He took a trip. And now he has a chiyuv birkas hamazon. So the question is, does he have to go back to his original place where he ate his meal and there fulfill the mitzvah of birkas hamazon? So Beit Shammai says the following: Misha ochal v'shochach v'lo birech. Beit Shammai omrim yachzor l'makomo v'yivarech. He's got to return to his original location where he ate his meal, and then he could recite a bracha. Beis Hillel omrim yivarech b'makomo shenizkar. Wherever he reminds himself, Again, I'm assuming it's Tokidei Ikul. He can make his bracha in that place. He doesn't have to go back to his original place. Again, we're not paskining la'alochi. I don't want anyone to walk out of here and assume that the halacha is like this or like that. But just in conceptual terms, it sounds like Basil says that there's a bracha b'makom shenizkar, and even though that makom shenizkar is not the makom achila, what would make it meaningful for him, according to Basil, to be mevarech in the place where he reminds himself that, oh no, I didn't recite Birkas HaMazon? What would be that agent that would connect his Birkas HaMazon to his original achila, which was in a different location?
Equal.
Excellent. So now we want to look at the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish quotes the Gemara in Brachos. In this case, it's a little bit further on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara there addresses the question, Kama Shiur Ikul. In other words, after a person finishes his last morsel, how much time does it take until the food is digested? And the Chazon Ish raises the following suffix. He says, Hadi Yochel Levarech Tok Shira Ikul. How do we understand this halacha, the mechanics of this halacha, that as long as you're in the period of time of Shira Ikul, you're allowed to be Mavarech, you can recite Birkas HaMazon? He offers two possible ways with an afkamina of understanding the mechanics of Tok Shir Ikul. Number one, he says, Mishum She'ein Birkas HaMazon Ba Al Dafka Al Maisa Achila. We're making a mistake in the first approach. Soon he's going to change his mind. If we assume that the Chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon is for the Maisa Achila, oh no. We have to thank Hashem, because Hashem Hispik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizono, that God gave him Mazon, which I'm looking for the right word, which sustains his body. The kol zman shamazon lo nisakel, as long as the food is being digested in the first stage of digestion, hamazon mazin oso, the food is sustaining him, umefarneso, vareu ke ochel bechol shah. In other words, he can thank Hashem, and he's obligated to do so, as long as the food that he ate is sustaining him. Again, after Kedei Ikul, that's already too late. You know, the tova, the goodness that God has bestowed upon him is considered terminated, it's gone. But as long as he's still digesting his food, then the food is impacted by the achila, and it's still being mazin es gufa. That's his first approach. Oh, Dilma, now he has a second approach. Be'emes, ein Birkas HaMazon ela al ikar ha'achila. The reason he recites Birkas HaMazon is for the achila. Just that you can't expect him to bench immediately, you know, like what we call tochidei dibur, immediately after he finishes achila. You know, give him a little rope, a little time period. Until equal, we give him time for the bracha. Notice this is a shear in the bracha. How much? The bracha is because of the achila. But how much time can we give him and still extend the period of time after the achila to say that his bracha is on the achila? How much of a period of time do you give him? Do you give him a minute? Do you give him an hour? Do you give him a half a day? You know, 6 hours, like we wait from one suda to the other, is Achius Akim. Up until Ikul. Up until that point of Ikul, we give him a Shir Zman in which he can be Mavarech, but his bracha, according to the second side in the Chazon Ish, is on the Achila. And at this point, he quotes the sugya that we saw about Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. Vinire, notice the Chazon Ish now wants to take a stand on his original suffix. He wants to tip the scale in one direction. The ain birkas hamazon ella al ha'achila. V'ashi yisakel hukak hazman levarech al achila rishona. In other words, he wants to go back to the second side, to accept the second side, that the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon is on the achila. We're just going to give him an extra extension of time until he fulfills this mitzvah, but he's making a bracha on the achila. And he says, Mihadi Amri Beit Shammai, the Yachzar Limakomo V'Yivarech. Now, this is very odd. I would never have quoted Beit Shammai as a proof, but let's just understand at least the logic of the Chazon Ish. Beit Shammai says that he has to go back to his original makom. What was unique, and why was the first makom a determining factor according to Beit Shammai? Because that's the place where what? Where the achila took place. Yechiel, are you hearing us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So again, the original achila took place in location X. Beit Shammai says you got to get back to that location. Otherwise, your Birkas HaMazon is not connected to the achila. So too, the Halach of Achias Akel is going to connect you back to the original achila. Now the Chazon Ish is assuming that the Chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon is on the achila. And we're going to soon see that the Chazon Ish has another nafkamina. Not only is there going to be a nafkamina according to Beit Shammai that you must go back to your original makom achila, because it's the achila that generates the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, but now he's going to claim, and I think this was what Dan was saying at the beginning of our discussion, that he should be mevarech immediately after the achila. Again, we may give him a shir of zman, but if he wants to do it in the most perfect ideal way, then he should connect, to the extent that he can, he should connect his Birkas HaMazon to the achila. And again, if you happen to have, David, I think you have it in front of you, am I correct? The WhatsApp that I sent.
The WhatsApp was an audio share. It wasn't the document.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to figure out the technology here. Okay, but in any event, the Chazon Ish says the following: Yesh l'stapek im min adin hayitzarch birkas hamazon liyo samuch la'achila tekef v'li hefsek. We have halacha in bracha rishona that if you're about to eat something, you should eat it immediately after the bracha. Or, for example, there's a bracha achrona after Kriyas HaTorah or the Haftorah, and we want to make the bracha immediately after we complete the reading of the Torah or the Navi. We still give him an extension of time as long as Adayin HaMazon B'toch Me'av, in other words, before Kedei Ikul, that it's not considered a hefsek. But, L'chatchila, in a perfect situation, there's no need to enter into this. He should be mevarech immediately after the achila, just like in a bracha rishona, you want to make the bracha as close as you can to the achila, or in a bracha achron in the case of Torah, you make the bracha immediately after you finish the Torah. O Dilma, or should we say no? Min adin, as far as the halach is concerned, Ain shehiyah mafsekes bebrachol shliachrov. We don't have to worry about any sort of din of hefsek or shehiyah. Just that liachar shenisakel amazon kvar kolsa tovaso. In other words, the tova that Hakadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him, that the food is mazin, it sustains him, is completely gone. V'eino roy l'shum bracha, and therefore he cannot make a bracha. So let's go over this. There are two pieces in the Chazon Ish, and they should be integrated, one into the other. The first piece of the Chazon Ish, he wants to know, what's the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon? Is it on the achila, or is it on the tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that this food is sustaining him, and that's the entire time that the equal process is taking place? And he says that Beit Shammai seems to assume that we have to attach the Birkas HaMazon to the achila itself, and that's why Yachzo Limkomo V'Yivarech. Again, that's not true for Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that still he's digesting his food wherever he is, so who cares where he ate the food? He can make the bracha in the place where he is now, as long as it's within the Kedei Ikul. And now in the second piece, the Chazon Ish wants to know, should we encourage a person to recite Birkas HaMazon immediately at the conclusion of his Achila? Or can we say to him, you know what, there's no rush. As long as you're still digesting your food, you have plenty of time to be Mavarek. And the Chazon Ish in the second piece says that Nireh, it seems to him, that as long as he's enjoying the tova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gratitude that he expresses for the equal process, then he's fine. There's no need to introduce any kind of a hefsek halachi. As long as it's within Kedei Ikul, be laid back about it and make the bracha. Make the bracha during the period of Kedei Ikul. There's no rush to make the bracha immediately at the end of the achil. It's not like the case of Torah, where you want to set up the bracha linked to the Torah, so immediately when you finish reading the Torah, the Haftorah, you make the bracha. Not so in the case of Birkas HaMazon. And this, I believe, would reflect the Shita of Beis Hillel that we mentioned before, that wherever he is now, and he's still digesting his food, that's where he makes the Birkas HaMazon. There's no need to go back to the Mokom Achila. And if that be the case, if we go back to Rabbi Kivega's original suffix, we might be inclined, as strange as it sounds, to tell this katan that after Tseis HaKochavim, he became a gadol, he should be Mavarech Birkas HaMazon a second time around, because the Ikul is a tova that he's experiencing, getting from the Ribbono Shel Olam this tova at the point of Ikul, which is now going on. It's a process that's taking place during his gadlus after Tseis HaKochavim. And now the Chazon Ish quotes a kolbo. The kolbo is quoted by the Magen Avraham. Now, where is this Magen Avraham? If you open up to Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin, we have an entire Siman about what's called Birchas HaReach. You know, we make a bracha, Bori Mevis Samin. Very complicated Siman in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch opens the Siman by establishing that we make a Birchas HaReach before we smell. Aval Achrov, after he's already smelled the smell, then the bracha is completely meaningless. And the Magen Avraham wants to understand, why is it that we don't find in Birchas HaReach a parallel halacha that parallels Birchas HaMazon? Meaning that in the case of Birchas HaMazon, we have something called Kedei Ikul, and that allows you to recite the bracha for a period of time after the achilah. We don't find, in the case of Reach, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that similar halacha, that there's a period of time after the Reach, and he can still make the bracha. So the Magen Avraham wants to explain this. And he starts with one sheet, or one explanation based on Rashi, and he comes up with another explanation based on the Kolbo. Rashi says, that the benefit, the enjoyment that he gets from Reach is called, quote, a hana mu'etes. It's a relatively limited quality of benefit. And therefore, since, for example, we don't find the brach of Shechianu like we do on a new fruit, we don't find something parallel in the case of Reach. So I haven't smelled this smell at all. Now I take these very unique besomim and I smell the smell. I don't make a shechianu. That's called ana mu'etes. And that expresses itself in the fact that after the ana, so to speak, is gone. You know, it's not intense enough that I can make a bracha after the reach. That's Roman numeral number one. Then he quotes the kolbo. The kolbo has another approach entirely. And he says the following. He says that in the case of Reach, Kishemafsik HaReach Bechotmo, in other words, the Reach only remains in his nostril for a very short period of time. And after the action or the benefit that he has from smelling it, Kfar Ovra Hana'aso, his Hana'a is completely gone. He cannot hold on to any Hana'a. And therefore, eno mevarech bracha achrona He cannot make a bracha after he smells it. The hanah is completely, what word can I use? Terminated. Masha ein kein be'achila, nishara hanaso betoch me'av. The hanah is still very much alive and well in his belly. As long as he's digesting his food, he has this hanah. So again, in contrast to the case of Reach, where the hanah is completely gone. In other words, if you were to argue that the hanah of Reach would continue even after he smelled it, then Enoch Inami should be making a bracha. Just like he makes a bracha Birkas HaMazon after he completes the achila, because there's a hanah that continues even after the achila. But in the case of Reach, as soon as Kolsa Reach Michotmo, as once the Reach is no longer in his nose, is Avra Hanah also. And therefore he can't make a bracha at that point. Masha'en kein achila, he says he still has the Hanah, which is a result of the achila, in his Me'ayim, because he's digesting his food in the Me'ayim. Says the Chazon Ish, you see clearly from the Magen Avraham that he understood that as long as there's equal going on, he still has a tova. He still has to express his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch. He's chayiv in the bracha. After nisakel amazon, batla mimenu hana'aso v'tovaso, v'yeno roi lebracha. In the case of chotmo, of hana'as reach, it's already batla tovaso immediately afterwards. So he doesn't have anything to hold on to. But in the case of the hanav equal, as a result of, in the aftermath of the achila, he has a tova. It's not bottle, it's still very much alive and well. The food is now in his stomach digesting, and it's generating a certain anah. And therefore it's royal bracha. Says the Chazon Ish, you see, that according to the structure of the kolbo quoted by the Magen Avraham, the bracha itself, liachra mazon, is on the equal. And that which we saw already in Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel says you don't have to go back to your original place because now you're kedei equal. That's the tova that you're enjoying from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the equal, and that's going to generate a chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon, independent of the achilu. The achilu is in another place entirely. And here too, even though you might argue that the achilu, like the hanah of chotmo in the case of Reach, is gone, he's no longer eating anything, so whatever pleasure he gets from eating, that's gone, that's history. But nevertheless, he still gets pleasure from the fact that there's an equal process going on in his belly, that's mazin his gufo. And on that hanah, he makes a brach, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch. And if that be the case, if in the case of a katan who became a gadol and the equal is still going on, getting back to the original suffix of Rav Kivayega, in the light of this conclusion of the Chazon Ish, we could say that Enoch Inami, the katan has to be mevarech a Birkas HaMazon Doraisa on the equal that takes place after Tzeis HaKol Chavim. Ask yourself another question. Could the Katan be Mavarech and be Motzi a Gadol? A Chiyuv Derabanan is not enough to be Motzi and apply the principle of Arvus, of Shomei Ka'oneh. But if, as a result of the equal that takes place after Tzeis HaKol Chavim, while he's a Gadol, then he has a Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon Doraisa, can be Motzi a gadol bebirkas hamazon. Unbelievable. Oof. Now, Rabosei, are you following me so far? I need to hear from you.
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Yes, please, Dan.
In all these cases, all the cases, can I solve it, lemaise, if I have a kezayis bread again?
Yeah, well, again, I don't know if I would call it a kezayis, because again, we're trying to set up a chiyuv d'oraisa, so I would say kibetza. And if, let's say, the katan, after nightfall, would eat a kibetza of pas, then for sure he's chayuv d'oraisa.
No, even a kezayis, because it's mistarech was what he ate before. It's still in the manikul.
Well, again, if you...
If I forgot to bench and I move, can I have just a little piece of bread?
Again, you know, Miman of Shach, I would say the following. If equal, the way the Chazon Ish sees it, is enough of being Mechayev, I don't even know why you should have to eat. If, on the other hand, equal is not the Mechayev, So then I don't know if it's mitztarif to what he ate before, because if he's in a different...
It's because I need also achila. I need to create achila.
Right, but that achila is gone already. I don't know that you could be mitztarif to achila. For example, he was a katan at the time of the achila, or if, let's say, the achila was done in place X and now he's in place Y, that achila is already history. So I don't know that he could eat now and somehow link it up and integrate it to his original achila. I might argue, as the Chazon Ish I think would argue, is that the ikol itself is mechayev. But if the ikol is not enough to be mechayev, you need the achila. I think that achila is history.
Yeah, but I'm saying achila with Shuro Shokezayas.
Again, if you're talking about a chiyuv d'rabbanan and he eats right now in this new place or after Tzeis HaKochavim, he would eat a kezayis, then he's chayev in Birkas HaMazon d'rabbanan, that's for sure. But if you want to go a step further and you want to set up a chiyuv of achila of Birkas HaMazon d'oraisa, you need kibbeitza. Now you'll ask me, but let it be mitzarif even if it's less than a kibbeitza with the achila that he started with. So I'm suggesting now that achila is history, that's gone. You can't be mitzarif that to the achila, because that achila took place. That's what I'm saying. That you need, if you need kibbeitza to set up a kidesvia, then I think you know he's going to have to eat a kibbeitza now, because the original achila is completely gone. It was done when he was a katan, or alternatively, it was done in a different makom. Now, here's the third point in the Chazon Ish. He quotes a Gemara on Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis that the original takon of Birkas HaMazon, when historically did Birkas HaMazon emerge? And the answer is, says the Gemara, with Moshe Rabbeinu's takon Ol Yisrael at the time of Yiridas Haman. In other words, that when the people of Israel in the Midbar received the man, Moshe Rabbeinu established Birkas HaMazon, and the Chazon Ish says that you see clearly from this Gemara that there's a chiyuv Birkas HaMazon on man, on achilas man, and that per se is fine. You know, a person fills his belly with man, he's really feeling great, you know, he's satiated, he should make a Birkas HaMazon. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's takona. So the Chazon Ish says, I have a problem, because the Gemara Masechta Yoma on Daf Ayin Hei Amid Beis darshins the pasuk describes man as lechem abirim, and Rabbi Kiva says that what is lechem abirim, what is the word abirim, means the mighty ones. Says Rabbi Akiva, that refers to the malachi asharis, that even though you and I might say the malachi asharis don't eat anything, but Rabbi Kiva insists that there is something that they eat, there is angel food, and that's called man. Man is called lechem abirim. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, what are you talking about? Who says that malach hasharis eat anything? The pasuk says, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai and he had the level of a malach, it says, lechem lo achalti, umayim lo shasisi. Oh, so now Rabbi Yishmael has a problem. Why does the Torah call man lechem abirim? It can't be referring to malach hasharis. According to Rabbi Yishmael, they don't eat anything. Says Rabbi Yishmael, you know what lechem abirim means? Abirim means aver. Aver means the limbs of a body. And man has this mystical, supernatural quality that it goes right into the avarim. There's no process of digestion whatsoever. And that's called lechem shenivla ba'avarim. Frek the Chazon Ish, I don't get it. We just established, based on the Gemara Brachos Mem Chesamid Beis, that the Zechir of Birkas HaMazon on eating man, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu established this mitzvah. If you're going to hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that man is Nivla Beivarim, it goes directly into the Evarim, it means that there was no process of equal, of digestion, is Mavur, I'm quoting the Chazon Ish, Shaman went directly into the Evarim, Bali equal. If that be the case, says the Chazon Ish, then the achil of man is identical with Reach of a Bosem. Just like in Reach of a Bosem, we saw the name of the Kolbo, that there's no process of equal, so too, in the case of man, there's no process of equal. Now, if there's no process of equal, How is it possible to be mevarech birkas hamazon on man? Says the Chazon Ish that when they ate man, they immediately made birkas hamazon right after they finished the achila. Because there's no din of kedei ikul in the case of Rabbi Yishmael in lechem abir b'man. And therefore, if they waited too long, the achilu is gone. It's history, as we said before. Ela shemavarchim tekef liachar achila. They ate the man, and then immediately they benched. You hear this? A gevaldige chiddush of the Chazon Ish. When did they bench on man? Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that they benched on man. Is there's no equal here in the case of man. And therefore, it becomes like Birchas HaTorah Shalach Reha, where you have to make the bracha immediately after you read the Torah. Afterwards, it's already a hafsek, and it's too late to connect your bracha to the Kriyas HaTorah. Also, in the case of man, if you wait too long, it's too late to connect your Birchas HaMazon to the Achilas Man, because there's no equal in the case of Achilas Man. Is therefore, calls man. In the case where you eat something physical, you know, material eating, is called mindfulness akel, is nimshach maisa achila, and there's no hefsek, and therefore you can make the bracha on achila. But in the case of man, you can't talk about kedei ikul, and therefore there's no extension of shehiya. It becomes a hefsek. Is hayutzrichim levarich tekef liachar achila saman below hefsek. And he concludes his presentation with the words Ulefi Zeh Gam Bibosem Shayach Levarech Brocha Achrona. He says the following: if you're telling me that just like in the case of man, you could recite the bracha without equal on the Maisa Achila, but only on condition that even that the second that you finish eating the man, you make the bracha. Is doch, let's apply the same logic to Reach. And let's say he can make the bracha on the Maisa Reach immediately after he smells it. Vitzorech Lomar. The only way out, says the Chazon Ish, that Tam Dien Mevarchim Liachar HaReach is Kemo Shekosev Rashi Mishum Dechoshev Hanamu Etes Velo Tichnu Bo Chachamim Bracha Lachreo. Mind-boggling. Says the Chazon Ish, we had two explanations as to why you don't make a bracha after Reach. One was because although you should make a bracha, but there's no concept of kedei ikul. The other concept was that brach lach reo in the case of reach is meaningless because Rashi says zano muetes. He's saying the following: now that we've seen the sugya, excuse me, of man, and we established that the chiyuv birkas hamazon of man, it could not be according to Rabbi Yishmael for the equal process, because there's no equal in the case of man. It must be on the achila. So there is a bracha lachra on achila as long as it's immediate after the completion of the achila before a hefsek. There's no kedei equal here. Is so then in reach we would come to the conclusion that as immediately following the maisa reach, he picks it up, he smells it, he makes the bracha. So why is there no bracha liachra in the case of birkas reach? And the only answer to this question is to invoke Rashi Shita that they never established the bracha lachreah in the case of Reach because it's anah muetes. Wow, this is really wild. Oof. So Rabosai, our whole perspective on Birkas HaMazon, I don't know if you realize this, just underwent a radical change. Because the Chazon Ish in his original presentations 1, 2, 3, he assumes that the bracha of Birkas HaMazon on the Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us, that we have mazon in our guf and we're being misakel, we're sustaining ourselves with that mazon until after Kedei Ikul. And now the Chazon Ish says, forget it, it's wrong, it can't be right. You can't tell me that the bracha is unequal because the original Birkas HaMazon was on man. And man, according to Rabbi Yishmael, has no equal. So we must conclude that the bracha is on the achila. And therefore he concludes that enochinami, you're going to have to make the bracha immediately after the achila. We may extend a period of time, kedei ikul, to allow you, you know, it's not a hefsek, and we still connect back to the achila. That we can't do in the case of man, but we can do in the case of physical, material achila. But the mechayev now is achila. So getting back to Rabbi Kivega's question about a katan, who became a gadol after he completed his meal, and he's still being ma'akel his mazon, according to Chazon Ish, there would be no chiyuv of another birkas ha-mazon, because the entire chiyuv is depending upon and generated by the achila, which took place when he was a katan. Then we have to ask ourselves the question, according to Beis Hillel, why is it that I can still be mevarech on the achila in a different location, as long as it's tokedei ikul? And I don't have to go back to my original location where the achila took place. And here you're going to have to say, bedochak, I don't know, it's not very satisfactory, I admit, that somehow I'm linked back to the original place through the achila. Now, what agency allows me to link myself back to the original achila if I'm not in the same makom? It's going to have to be the ikul. That just like we said, the ikul, that period of time, is going to connect me to the achila, and it's not a hefsek, so too it's going to connect me back to the original place where I started my meal. Whoa. Now, Rabosai, I want you to look at the email I sent you. If you have the email, then I asked you, now here I have to apologize, originally I asked you to look at Tovshin Ayin Zion, but I think, let me just see what time it is. Oh, it's getting late. So I wanted to look at Tufshin Ayin Beis. How much time do we have? Can we push this another 5 minutes or?
Sure.
Okay, so just 5 minutes. Anyone who has to go, obviously. In Tufshin Ayin Beis, he presents a few points here that I wanted to leave with you regarding Birkas HaMazon. The first point is, how important is it to recite Birkas HaMazon b'simcha, as it were, expressing our gratitude for the food that we ate? And on the bottom of the second page, in the middle column, he quotes the Arizal, who says that al yidei mashanu mechavnim b'achilasenu. He says that number one, we have to have the right kavanah when we eat, and that's going to bring down a shefa, a bracha from Shamayim. But he says even further that when he benches and he's mevarech b'simcha, because he realizes that Hashem has bestowed upon him this great tova of sustaining him, that simcha will generate a bracha of mezonos besimcha, that Hashem also, since he blesses Hashem with an ayin tova besimcha, Hashem will bring down all the simcha and all the ayin tova for his mezonos. That's point number one. Again, I would add the following qualification, that the Ari is correct and a normal period of time. I mean, there are periods in Jewish history where everything is closed, if you know what I mean. You know, we go through various persecutions and Holocaust, Rachmana Litzlan, and then things work with a different, that's called Hester Ponim, that's a whole different story. But if it's not a period of Hester Ponim, then Birkas HaMazon could be an amazing pipeline, amazing agent to bring down the Shefa Brach Bayin Tova, if we Mavarech B'Simcha. But point number two is the following. That why is eating followed with Birkas HaMazon such a powerful agent? And he quotes the Panim Yafos, that's a super commentary on Chumash in Parshas Bereishis. And the universe is divided, as it were, into four different parts. There's Domeim, Tzomeh, Chai, Medaber. And he says it's built one layer on top of the other. What do we mean? That the Domeim, which is called Ofar Hadoma, that is going to, in a sense, feed into the next level, which is called Tzomeh. The tzomeach, which is vegetation, that grows obviously from the adoma. Then we get to the level of chai, and the tzomeach now feeds the chai. So the balichayim are eating vegetables. And then we get to the highest level, which is called the medaber, and that's man. Man is eating from the animals as well, unless you're a vegetarian, but that he's not going into here. So he says that kol min v'min nizon me'anomach mimenu. He's sustained by the level that preceded him, and there's like a domino theory, right? That tzomeach is going to draw its life force from the domain, from the ofar hadoma, and the balchai is going to draw its life force from the tzomeach, and then the medaber on the highest level is going to draw its life force from the chai. But he says that what's the significance here of this domino theory, if you will, this kind of pyramid that goes from one level to the highest level? He says the following, that everything in the universe has what he calls nitzotzei kedusha. Insofar as they are creations of God, they have a certain element or a potential for sanctity. And as we go up the line, that potential of sanctity sort of expands because it now broadens its scope. So now the domain's, you know, sparks of kedusha, potential for kedusha now expand into the tzomeach, and from the tzomeach into the chai. Now we have a wonderful opportunity for the medaber, for man, to incorporate all these parts of the universe, if he has the right intention, and take all these nitzotzos and elevate them to the highest level. However, that only applies to someone who knows the Torah, studies the Torah, and all his achila becomes integrated into his basar, into his physical being. And that's why a Talmud Chacham has this amazing potential to bring up all the nitzotzos. But the Am Haaretz, since he doesn't know the Torah, he's involved in Dvarim B'Teilim, as it were, then maybe, says the Ari, he should be a vegetarian. Why? Because he doesn't know, he doesn't have the ability, the mechanics, to be metaking the nitzotzos kedusha, and perhaps even on the opposite level, he brings them down. And based on this, on this theory, he wants to explain Rav Shimon bar Yochai in the Mishnah in the third parak of Avos, that Rav Shimon says Shlosha shachlu al shulchan echad v'lo amru olav divrei Torah is ki'ilu achlu mizivchei mason. And this is a very harsh language here about zivchei mason. And he suggests that what does this mean, zivchei mason, just because of the absence of Torah? And he says the following, that all the life force, all the life forces, if you will, that are in the domain, chai, and tzomeach, and chai, and medaber, they all come through this whole system, and they can be elevated to the highest level through the achilas adam, if that achilas adam is connected to Torah. And meaning that all these forces that could be life forces and have that potential, and the actualization of that potential is through the Divrei Torah, and of course the Birkas HaMazon. He says that's like a Tchias HaMesim almost. However, if Lo Amro of Divrei Torah, then everything that's in the Machal is all basically considered dead, and he throws it back to the level of a domain. And if it's a domain, it's called Zivchei Mesim. Okay, at this point, I'm going to let you go. And I thank everyone for coming. I know it's Bein Hazmanim, and it's a little bit hard to get everyone together. But I have Bein Hazmanim. I don't know if you do, but we should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to eat and learn Divrei Torah and have in mind the right kavanos to uplift our achila and our ikul, express our great gratitude to Hashem for having given us the mazon. Our achila should be like the achila of the malachi asharis, the lechem abirim according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, a supernatural achila, and we should thank Hashem for that, appreciating that, and Emirtz Hashem will be zochet to be mala all these kedushos, all these sanctities to a higher level. Ken Yiratzon. Amen. Okay, thank you so much.